Not only is this a new world, it is, for the most part, a better one. Even if they have to struggle at times with this system, China, Indonesia, Korea, Thailand, Malaysia, Brazil, Argentina have seen their standards of living rise faster for more of their citizens than at any time in their history, thanks to the increasing effectiveness of financial markets in facilitating trade and investment by people in one country into the factories of another. And far from coming at the expense of the United States, this worldwide growth has led to the lowest unemployment rate in America in nearly 50 years. Given these challenges and opportunities, the United States needs a strategy to make globalization sustainable and to ensure that we will always be able to compete effectively in this world. Therefore, think of the world as a wheel with spokes. At the hub of this wheel is what I would label globalization and rapid economic and technological change. That is, in plain language, the one big thing that is going on out there. Because it is at the center, we need a different approach to healthcare, welfare, education, job training, the environment, market regulation, social security, campaign finance, and expansion of free trade. Each one of these areas has to be adjusted, adapted, or reformed to enable us as a society to get the most out of this globalization system and to cushion its worst aspects. For instance, in a world where people now work at a dozen different jobs for a dozen different companies over their lifetime, they need to have portable pensions, portable health care, and more opportunities for lifelong learning. Globalization demands that our society move faster, work smarter, and take more risks than at any time in our history. As your president, I make you two promises. One is that I will make it my business to equip each of you and our society at large to meet this challenge with the right combination of policies to integrate us with the global economy and the right social safety nets to protect our have-nots and no-nots and left-behinds. The other thing I promise you is that I will be a tireless defender of our trade laws to ensure that globalization, while it challenges the American worker, does not allow others to take advantage of our openness by dumping their products here while limiting our access to their markets. I'm not here to tell you this is all going to be easy. In fact, I'm here to tell you that this is going to be really hard. But if we can strike the right balance, and I think we can be the vanguard for the world on how to manage integration in the age of globalization, just as we were the vanguard for the world on how to manage containment in the age of the Cold War.